King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Lord of Lords. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have a question, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I clothe myself with humility as the garb of a servant, so that its covering cannot possibly be stripped from me. I renounce pride and arrogance in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, you gave grace to be humble. Therefore, I humble myself under your mighty hand, that in due time you may exalt me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cast the whole of my cares, all my anxieties, all my worries, all my concerns for my future, once and for all, on you. You care for me affectionately and care about me watchfully. I expect a life of victory and awesome deeds because my actions are done on behalf of the Spirit, humbly submitted to your truth and righteousness. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I refuse to be wise in my own eyes, but choose to fear you and shun evil. This will bring health to my body and nourishment to my bones. Father, I humble myself and submit to your word that speaks the very thought of my heart. I test my own actions so that I might have appropriate self-esteem without comparing myself to anyone else. I incline mine ear to wisdom and apply my heart to understanding and insight. Humility and fear of you bring wealth and honor and life. Father, in the name of Jesus, I hide your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. As one of your chosen people, holy and dearly loved, I clothe myself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. I bear with others and forgive as you forgave me. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. I let the peace of Jesus Christ rule in my heart, and I am thankful for your grace and power of the Holy Spirit. Father, may your will be done on earth in my life as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. As we continue on this spiritual journey explaining the fivefold ministries, I would like to encourage you to join us in proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20 says, "And Jesus came unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And if we take a look at Mark 16, verses 15 through 18, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I would like to go further by encouraging each and every one of you to take seriously the Great Commission and go forth and preach the gospel throughout the world. Go in your communities. Utilize the social networks and everything at your disposal that can transmit should be used to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. We will take a short break and come right back. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. And as we continue on this journey proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, I'd like to remind you that we're on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. We're not taking any calls, but if you have a question, you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can also visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com. Also, our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Our School of Ministry, House of David, can be found at www.riversofrevival.com. Now, tonight's lesson will be to the world. And our scripture tonight is Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, which says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. This brings us to the Great Commission. The Lord Jesus Christ gave a great commission to the world. There can be no delay in this directive. Yet to fully understand the scope of this work, I must define the word world in its application to this text of Scripture. The Greek word for world is cosmos, meaning the world as a whole and its inhabitants. So when we say John 3:16, which is, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," we are talking about both the planet and its inhabitants. For the sending of his Son was intended for the redemption of man and the restoration of all things that sin had caused to be placed in a chaotic state. The earth is God's, and he loves his creation. Psalm 24, verse 1 says, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein." There is a great commission that we, the Christian, have been given the responsibility to complete. This commission is purposed to extend to the world, all people, God's love for them, and his offer of redemption that only comes through his Son, Jesus Christ. This commission is not just going to church, singing in the choir. Rather, it is the sharing with others on a daily basis the love of God that is offered in Jesus Christ and the consequences of death without it. They both go together. Many don't see the need for a Savior because they are not confronted with the fact that they will die. The Great Commission tells us to teach them what Jesus Christ commanded us. And this includes the good news, but also the bad news for those who carelessly reject the good news, which is hell and the lake of fire. To accomplish this great commission, we must submit to the necessary preparatory things, which is training from the entire fivefold ministry, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. Unfortunately, in this hour of the church, we don't always recognize some of the fivefold ministry calls, and so the body of Christ is not always fully equipped and perfected to fulfill the Great Commission. For each one perfects the saints and builds them with different things and in different ways. We, the church, which is the body of Christ, have lost our purpose, which is our vision, causing us to hide inside the church building and be occupied with church events too long. Much of the church has failed, with its majority focus on the temporal and natural, foregoing spiritual and eternal truth that give us true purpose. Unfortunately, we the leaders have given our constituency an unbalanced vision of 95% natural and 5% spiritual. Because of this, we as well as those we minister to have lost the vision of the Great Commission with its internal, with its eternal purpose. The world is in a terrible condition, needing a savior. Much of the condition of the world is because the Christians has lost its purpose. We are called to be the salt of the earth. And Matthew 5, verse 13 says, "Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men." It is the responsibility of the church to preserve those in the earth as salt can preserve food. It is through the declaration of the Word of God that we do this, and not by church events and other things that are meant to entertain us as Christians. The world needs a reality check. That reality is that they are going to die just like everyone else, and they do not know when they will, and because of this, they have a need that they cannot address on their own. At death, life can go no further without Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Because of this fact, the world does not need some earthly prosperity gospel, rather a truth that is sobering, and that truth is that every person will face a natural death. But only those who accept Jesus Christ will have eternal life. We will take a short break and come right back. shall reign forever and ever. Jesus Christ is Lord. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. And once again, I remind you that we are not taking any calls. If you have a question, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. And we would also like to remind you that you could visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our School of Ministry, which is the House of David School of Ministries, at www.riversofrevival.com. Now, as we go back to the lesson, some Christians will say, I am saved already. Why should I go to the world? Why should we go to the world? Because God loves them so very much. In John 3, verse 16, we see God's great love for all the world. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son as a ransom for their sins. You are being sent with the same message of God's love and redemption. Yet, they must know that they are redeemed from sin. They must know that Jesus Christ is God's rescue plan for them from eternal punishment in hell and the lake of fire. We do not need to go to the world with little funny jokes or nice sayings, with political or social agendas, with church programs, with how to get rich through God programs and strategies, with an unbalanced love gospel without the truth about consequences, with self-empowerment teachings for pay, or to copy what they do and then say, we are now doing it for God. We are to be in the world, but not of the world. Rather, we go with the burden of truth. That truth is that each person is born to die, and without the Savior Jesus Christ, they will all spend eternity in hell. You are to go to the world with this message. The world, the inhabitants therein, is in darkness and needs the light. You are the light of the world. And if we take a look at Matthew 5, verse 14 through 16, which says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle, and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. rulers of the darkness of this world are trying all that they can to put out and keep out the light of Jesus Christ that is in us. Yet, we are to let our light shine in the face of their resistance. Letting your light shine is not always easy. Some of us will be persecuted for letting our light shine in the world. Others will be killed, but we as Christians must still go to the world and let it shine regardless of these threats. Jesus Christ is our light, and he came to save the world and sends us with that same message. John 12, verses 46 through 50 says, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejected me and receiveth not my words, at one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. We will take a short break and come right back.
Yeah.
King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries presents Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. And as a reminder, we're on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls. If you have a question, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. And again, you can visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com. And you can also visit our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Our School of Ministry, which is the House of David School of Ministry, which is located in New York, you could visit the website at www.riversofrevival.com. And we will go right back to the lesson. The enemy will try to use fear to stop you. Do not fear those who can harm this body, yet have no ability to harm your soul and spirit. God is with you, and he will uphold and keep you. The enemy will try to use fear of loss against you, loss of life, loss of reputation, loss of job, loss of family and friends, loss of health, loss of freedom. Yet do not be moved by these threats, for your pursuits are greater in importance and deeper in purpose than the natural things that surround you. Beloved servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, your pursuits and purposes are eternal. Again, I encourage you, do not be afraid to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. To better do this, you must have an assurance that you have the truth of God's word and know that he is with you always, even until the end of this world. And we will take a look at Matthew chapter 28, which reads, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. And he is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, there shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city, and shewed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders, and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were thought. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. The Lord told me that he's not sending you his people to the world empty-handed. Rather, that signs and wonders would follow them that believe. And as we take a look at Mark 16, verses 15 through 18, which says, And he said unto them, Go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Beloved, you are not empty-handed. Rather, you have all the resources of heaven at your disposal. The Word of God says, It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Luke 12, verse 13 says, Fear not, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It is God's desire to make available to you everything that you need. His kingdom has every resource to overcome the enemy. When you go to the world, you have power available to you regarding any and everything that you will face. God has equipped the Christian with himself through the person of the Holy Spirit within us, that surely the world will take notice of the witness of Christ, accompanied by the powerful evidence that God has given us to affirm his truth. The Lord is sending you to the world. It can be your community, your family, your job, Carnal Church, city, with his message, and not what church has become. Many of God's ministers and laity have hid in the church building, afraid to go to the world. This will not be your legacy. For as Jesus Christ was sent, he sends you also. John 17, verse 18 says, "As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world." I encourage you, beloved, to go forth and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Shall reign forever and ever. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis. I want to thank you for tuning in to the House of Christ Ministries Presents Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. I encourage you to join us to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. We invite you to tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. We also encourage you to preach the gospel throughout your neighborhoods, throughout the schools, on the job, off the job, in the bars, in the clubs. And let us win souls for the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to host this show and pray that as we continue on this spiritual journey to proclaim your Son, Jesus Christ, throughout the world, laborers will come forth into the vineyard and take a stand against the enemies in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that we will walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger be put away from us with all malice. I pray that we will be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven us. Father, we thank you tonight, and we bless you, and we magnify your name. We thank you for this opportunity and this privilege once again to proclaim your Son, Jesus Christ, throughout the world. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to encourage you once again to join us every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you and good night.